This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Today's episode is being dropped on the 23rd day of September 2021. We're going to talk about the St. Louis Cardinals and how they could potentially create such havoc in the playoff situation that we may have to change how we do the playoffs just as a response. Also, we say goodbye to the San Diego Padres and the Oakland A's, two teams that I thought were going places. And I talk about how the Toronto and Tampa Bay rift is really, really, really fun. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Odyssey app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a smart device, be sure to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. You can follow us on Twitter, Locked On MLB Pod. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal, Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. First of all, I want to just apologize. I just was unable to do a podcast yesterday. Just simply because I didn't have the time. My work, you know, the other work that I do beyond Locked On just kind of sort of overwhelmed me, and I just could not roll up my sleeves enough to get that done. So please, can you find it in your heart to forgive your pal Sully? And there you go. That's what we'll have to do. But I came back strong. I'm coming back for a podcast today, and I'm probably going to record another one over the weekend as well. So we'll get your five original podcasts this week. Please hold me to that. There's about 10, 11 games left in the season. I mean, we're down to the absolute bare bones of what's happening in baseball right now. And well, there's a couple of games still going on right now. The Angels somehow could not score in the 9th, 10th, or the 11th against the Houston Astros, and they're now losing 9-5. The Angels are losing 9-5. Is that any way to make a living? 9-5. And the Giants are right now doubling up the Padres 8-4 in the 9th. I'll get to that game in a little bit. Now, there was a whole weird thing that was going on and started yesterday or a couple of days ago, involving the Rays and the Blue Jays. And of course, it had to do with the whole, was it a scouting card that Kevin Kiermaier found that was the Blue Jays scouting card? And so they had some inside dish on the Rays had an inside dish on Toronto. And there was a little bit of, hey, is this dirty play? Is this dirty stuff going on? And eventually, Kevin Kiermaier got plunked with a pitch. And, you know, there's a certain amount of bad blood, although not everyone was taking it that seriously. And I have to say something, folks. This kind of sort of reminds me of what happened with, you know, Houston banging the trash can and everything like that. For this reason, it's fun. It's gamesmanship. I've said right from the beginning, I thought what Houston did was hilarious. That was against the rules, and I quite frankly find the whole Houston Astros fans martyr complex to be obnoxious. But that being said, it was a harmless in terms of the effects outside the world of baseball scandal. It didn't have to do with abuse. It didn't have to do with drugs. It didn't have to do with anything untoward other than cheating. And that's what I like about this. It's, look at that. I happen to find this instead of returning it. But, hey, I think you dropped this. Is they got a little bit of inside dirt, and there you go. And that, you know, one side claimed it didn't bother him, but they, you know, when I'm throwing at Kiermaier, I like this sort of thing. I like bad blood over this sort of thing. This is one of the reasons why one part of me, a tiny part of me, wouldn't mind seeing the Astros play the Dodgers in the World Series again because of the bad blood and everything. I find that to be fun, silly, goofy. You know, no one was arrested for finding the Blue Jays scouting card. Nobody is going to have to go to counseling. It's not a societal ill. It's goofy. And what it leads to is a potential Rays versus Blue Jays division series matchup that would have a lot of bad blood there. And the first couple of games between the Blue Jays and Rays, if that's what the postseason would look like between those two, yes, please. Two razor-thin games were going on there. It was fun. It was fun baseball. Add bad blood to that and a lot of domes. Your pal Sully is all for that. Plus, super exciting teams, super deep clubs. That might be the best matchup of teams in an American League series, as I think the Blue Jays are a better team in terms of how they're put together than the Houston Astros. And the way the White Sox have been playing, kind of flatlining, that would be a really terrific series. So, look, I'm all for that. I'm all for gamesmanship. I'm all for scandals that are harmless. Now, of course, there's one major league wrinkle in the whole idea of the Rays and the Jays, two extraordinarily talented teams filled with really terrific pitchers meeting up in the division series. And that is, hey, 85 and 67. How many is 85 plus 67? The Rays have played 152. They have 10 games left. 10. And as of this recording, the Blue Jays are not one of the playoff teams. It's incredible because for a while it looked like they were going to absolutely put the aft thrusters on and leave the other teams in the dust. But hey, give the Yankees credit. Yeah, the Rangers stink, but they still have to beat them. And yes, they lost that one game to Baltimore, but in the end, in the stretch between the Orioles and the Rangers, it looks like they're going to lose a grand total of one game. They're on a three-game winning streak. And give the Red Sox credit. Even though they're wearing those god-awful yellow and blue UCLA-looking uniforms, they keep winning. And they swept the Mets, they swept the Orioles, they won seven in a row. And when you're hanging on, remember just like a week and a half ago, the Red Sox were tied for the second wild card spot. They were hanging on by the slimmest of margins. In fact, I believe they were percentage points behind. I mean, they were absolutely looking like they were about to fall off the cliff. And then they won a week, seven games in a row. It's never the wrong time to win a week, but when you're at the end of the season where games are being accentuated, the Red Sox right now are up two games in the loss column on the Yankees. They're actually up two altogether. I didn't realize that they were evenly. They're 88 and 65, the Red Sox. The Yankees are 86 and 67. Toronto is 85 and 67. So the Jays found the wrong time to go on a little bit of a skid. And again, give the Yankees credit. You know, they fell behind and were looking super sloppy in this game against the Texas Rangers, giving runs up, not driving in. But, you know, two straight games, they scored a bunch late and won it. And these are binary games. It doesn't matter. There's no style points. And with that, the Yankees won those games, and right now it'd be a Red Sox Yankees wild card game. Now, with the Red Sox having a two-game lead with about 10 games left to play, that's tough to make up, although there's gonna be a lot of head-to-head matchups, including the Red Sox and Yankees matching up this weekend. And the Friday game between Uvalde and Cole in Fenway Park has to be one of the best games of the year, possibly. Now, there's, man, at the beginning of the year, if you had told me that there was going to be the A's and the Astros were playing, I thought this was going to be for the division. I really did. I picked the A's to win the division, not because I thought they were a powerhouse. It's just I didn't give the Astros any credit for their starting rotation. But as it stands right now, the A's, who are going to have a winning season, they're 82-70, so they've clinched a winning season. But their bullpen woes just got the better of them. And, you know, they've lost three in a row to the Seattle Mariners, and they've basically, their playoff chances are sunk. And you can't help but wonder if this is the end of the Billy Beane era, if this is how it's going to end. Is it going to end this way? Is he going to go to the Mets and take Bob Melvin with him? Is this basically the dismantling of the A's in Oakland, which is what I kind of think it is? It's a shame because Beane is going to always have that stigma of never won at all. And I would have liked to have seen him win it once just to get that removed from it. And Bob Melvin, my goodness, he's putting together a potential Hall of Fame managerial career if he got a pennant or a World Series title. And think about all the times of a bounce here, a bounce there, and the A's could have advanced. It just didn't happen. It's not going to happen this year. And I really, really get the sense that this is it. This is, you know, the end of Moneyball when Billy Beane was offered the job for the Red Sox and he turned it down, stayed in Oakland. I think this is different. First of all, that was a scene that took place after the 2002 season. So that was 19 years ago. Remember, he was listening to his daughter sing. I think his daughter is nearly 40 right now. So, you know, at this point, this could be the end of that era in Oakland. And with that, it's kind of sad. I'm not going to lie to you. I would love to have seen him win. Just listen to Jason Burke in Lockdown A's. I'm sure he'll be talking about it. But I'll tell you the other thing. The Seattle Mariners are, if they win tomorrow, if they win their game tomorrow against the A's, and the Yankees are idle, if they win their game together, they will be two games out of a playoff spot. Now, without any of the key head-to-head matchups down the stretch, it's going to be tough for the Mariners to make up those two games because you will need both the Yankees and the Blue Jays to falter, and those two teams are going to be playing each other for a little bit. So just mathematics are working against the Seattle Mariners. And I'm sure you can look back at stretches of the season where the Mariners were falling apart. But that being said, there's a ton of talent on the Seattle Mariners, both on the major league level and coming up through the farm. And you can't help but wonder if a run like this is kind of like what happened with Kansas City in 2013 when they made a run, they had a winning season, and it set up the back-to-back pennants in the World Series title of 2015. You can't help but wonder if this is sort of priming the pump and if the Mariners are playing meaningful games or relatively meaningful games at the end of the year, if this is going to carry over to the next year where a lot of the players will have been there and done that and realize, all right, now let's not go in those slumps in the middle of the year. And maybe, just maybe, the Mariners can dig deep and bring in a high-profile player here or there to give them a little bit more depth, maybe in the rotation or somewhere else in their lineup. Or maybe the Mariners could win the second wildcard spot, go on and win the World Series. I don't know. I do think the Blue Jays are going to wind up getting that wildcard spot. And I can't believe it. But I think Boston is too. But we'll see. We have a Red Sox-Yankees series coming up. And it's going to be truly, truly meaningful. And it's going to be, well, it's going to be something you're going to want to catch, whether you're watching on TV or whatever. Now, if you're going to be watching on a device, don't fall into that whole thing where you're watching the game on one device and you've got, you're streaming your favorite shows on something else, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, you got your neighbor's best friends logging for all the good stuff. Look at, you don't want to live like that. You want to live a simpler way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle. And a great way to finally get your TV together is called DirecTV Stream, and it starts by taking your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no more need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract, so get rid of the clutter and confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varied by package. And speaking of packages, I just got a package of Built Bar, and I got the cookie dough, the new cookie dough bar. It's so good. It's fabulous. I've been, now look, at, I don't want to brag, but they mail me Built Bars. They say, Sully, do you know how many units you're moving of Built Bars? And I say, I move, because of these ads, upwards of $15 million worth of Built Bars every week. And that's true. And all I ask in return are Built Bars back, because that's how good they are. They're so good. And the flavors, and this cookie dough one is great. You got coconut, cherry, barcia, mint, brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. My favorite is raspberry. If you haven't tried all those flavors, it just rattled off like an auctioneer. You get a mixed box. We get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only the Built Bar flavors, great tasting. They're healthy too. 17, 18 grams of protein. Calories range from 130 to 180. 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today, get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry, whatever you want. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, which I think is pretty cool. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15, you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. So let's take a quick peek at the scoreboard. And is the game against San Diego and San Francisco over? There's only one way to find out, and there's no ads involved in this one. And for whatever reason, my internet is slow. Okay, it's 8-6 with two outs in the ninth. Doesn't look good for the Padres, but they could win this. I don't know. But the Padres, even if they win this, their chances of getting to the postseason right now are so slim. So this is the team I picked to win the World Series. And if the Giants don't blow this lead, oh, it's over. So there you go. So the Padres, a team that I picked to win the World Series, it's unbelievable that they've only won 76 games up until this point. And with this, they have fallen to... I think they've fallen to one game above 500. I mean, there's a chance that this team that went for broke, that absolutely went for broke to say, hey, we are going to push this. We're signing big players. We're training for big players and all this stuff. They're one game above 500. And they've been falling like a rock. They've absolutely been falling like a rock. And we're going to be talking about a team that has been doing the exact opposite of the San Diego Padres. But this is a team that could very well finish sub 500. Can you imagine if I had said that at the beginning of the year, that that was even a possibility? You know, on August 10th, they finished a 4-game winning streak with winning the first two games against the Miami Marlins, and they won the next day. But on August 10th, the Padres were the fourth best team in the National League, and it was clear they were going to be one of the wild card teams. I mean, yeah, they were up by a game and a half over Philadelphia, but who are we kidding? It was more than that. Oh yeah, they were up by a bunch more than that. But anyway, that wasn't the point. The Padres were within striking distance of the Dodgers. They were only 3 games back of the Dodgers at that point on August 10th, and they're absolutely going to the postseason. And since then, the Padres have gone 10-26. That is the worst record for any team not playing in Baltimore in baseball during that stretch. And that's a calamity. This is a team that should be playing great ball down the stretch. You take a look at some of the series coming up with the San Diego Padres, right? I mean, right now we have the Giants series, but they finish with the series against the Giants, series against the Braves, then series against Los Angeles, and then of San Francisco. That is an unbelievable gauntlet. And remember, both the Giants and the Dodgers are playing for something. Their only rest is the Atlanta Braves, who are going to potentially be a division champion. And I'm going to ask a hard question here, but I'll just bring it. Jace Tingler. Now, Jace Tingler is the manager of the San Diego Padres. He's only 40 years old and seems like a good baseball man. I don't know him from Adam, but there you go. Here's the question. Does he survive this? Come on. When you have a team not only fall out of playoff contention, but do so in just a disastrous manner, and one where you have superstars yelling at each other, they're losing every conceivable important game they ever had, falling apart. Now, it's not his fault that the pitching staff fell apart, but at the same time, it's not like he's John McGraw. It's not even like he's Bob Melvin. He's someone who was brought in. Is he the right guy to manage this? We've seen teams let go of their manager even after they make it to the postseason. It happens all the time. John Farrell led the Red Sox to a World Series title in 2013 and then back-to-back division championships in 2016 and 2017, and he was shown the door after the 2017 postseason. You have to go back that far. Rick Renteria took the White Sox back to the postseason last year and was shown the door to make room for Tony La Russa. Is there a veteran manager floating out there? Every year, there's a team that changes their manager. Like, oh, I thought that manager was doing a decent job. And then he's like, oh, maybe not. Is Jace Tingler the person to put this team over the top? The reason why I bring this up is it's not a situation that was a rebuilding club that suddenly gelled under his watch. They were a good team last year, of course, but this was a year where they went for broke. They traded for big players. They traded for high-profile players. They signed Tatis to a long-term deal. This was the year the Padres were going to, if not win the World Series, had to be clobbered in the postseason to get there. And now here they are. To have this team, just all they'd have to do is have a bad final week and a half. And this team, the one with all the big acquisitions, the one with all the big players, the one with the big superstars and the potential MVP in Fernando Tatis Jr., this team could be the one that is sub 500. I mean, I'm not saying, okay, again, I can't claim to know Jace Tingler. I don't know why everyone insists that I know him. But the fact of the matter is that this team did not exist to be a sub 500 club. That's not acceptable. That isn't. That's nothing short of a disaster. And yet, is that what's happening to the San Diego Padres? And if that happens, you say, look, we got their big stars here. This is not about the front office. This is about the ownership saying, hey, we could be the team of San Diego. This could be our club. We could have the entire city worshiping this team as the team that stuck around and finally won. And alas, they're getting clobbered. So ownership might say, hey, I didn't spend all this money to finish 500 or sub 500. I spent this money to get a parade. I spent this money to have people celebrate in the gas lamp district. Easy for you to say. Is he in trouble? Is he in trouble? Is his job in jeopardy? And is he going to host Jeopardy? Is Jace Tingler going to be the new host of Jeopardy? They seem to have a difficult time finding someone to host Jeopardy, which makes me wonder, should they hire LeVar Burton to manage the San Diego Padres? I don't know, and neither do you. But this is not a team that people said, hey, maybe they'll finish around 500. Wouldn't that be nice? That'd be nice. No, this was going to be the team that finally won it all. And if they didn't, well, then do you know what? I don't know what to say. That's not what this team is about. There's going to be some talk and some chatter about this club. And the fact of the matter is, they're probably the outside looking in. Hey, I'm going to talk a little bit about the, and, you know, listen to Javi Reyes and Locked On Padres. But last week I did my first, it's my second Spotify Green Room. I think I'm going to do another one this week. I think I'm going to do one this weekend, probably this Saturday. And maybe we could talk about the Padres or some of these other teams that are lining up for the postseason. And do you know what? This episode is brought to you by Green Room, which is the first social audio platform made for fans. The app is free to download. And when you're in, you can talk with me and other fans and athletes and insiders about your favorite team or sport. We're going to be hosting the Locked On MLB Room this weekend. So join in, and I'll leave a notice on Twitter. Just download the free Green Room app today, available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the Locked On MLB group for the latest league updates. And you can follow me at Sully Baseball on Twitter to be notified when the room goes live. And I don't want you to miss this because we're going to be talking about a lot of baseball stuff coming up. So here's what you do. You download the Green Room app today. Green Room is changing the way we talk about sports. And I'll tell you one thing, we should be talking about sports is how the Padres let a lot of people down, but a lot of other people are thinking about football. And a lot of the eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. And as always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests, betonline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. From football, baseball, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Las Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert. All right. Now, I want to just rewind something right now. And I guess this is going to be the anti-Padres who fell off a cliff when everyone just assumed they were going to be playing great ball. Let's talk about something else, shall we? Let's rewind. And I know a lot of people who thought that this buying spree by the St. Louis Cardinals at the deadline was a little bit strange. I probably was one of them. And, you know, Lucas Smith was someone who, you know, was happy that they made moves, but didn't really have high expectations. It was Lucas Smith, we're talking about the host of Locked On Cardinals. But the fact of the matter is this, the Cardinals, going back to September, let's just rewind back to September. Where was it? It was against Los Angeles. And so it was, there it is. They just finished losing four straight games, 7-2 on September 7th. 2 weeks ago, the Cardinals fell to 69-68. 2 weeks ago, the Cardinals were one game above 500, in danger of falling to even 500, approaching mid-September, and they were facing the Los Angeles Dodgers, a team that had absolutely no reason to fold. Now, Adam Wainwright was handed the ball, and he nearly went nine. Gallegos had to come in to get the final two outs. Why am I bringing that game up? Why am I bringing up the two games? The one game they lost, 7-2, and then the next game, Adam Wainwright pitched really well. The reason I'm bringing that up is because the Cardinals are on the verge of falling to even 500, and then they won the next day 5-4 in a game that really could have gone either way at that point. And since then, the St. Louis Cardinals are 12-1. 12-1. I just dropped my headphones. That's how intense that is. 12-1. The St. Louis Cardinals. It's one thing to win a week like the Red Sox have recently, the Cardinals have won nearly 2 weeks. And along the way, now in that same period of time, as the Cardinals have been 12-1, and the Dodgers have been 9-2, and the Giants have been 8-3, the Padres have gone 2-10. All right. The Mets have gone 3-9. The Reds have gone 4-8. So all the teams that were in contention for the National League wild card all fell apart just as the Cardinals were going on this incredible winning streak. And along the way, they have taken the National League wild card chase, which looked like it was going to be an absolute tie together scrum. And with about 10 games left to play, it's basically, it's almost a mathematical clinching by the Cardinals. Now, we've had one wild card game played with a team with over 100 wins. And that's when the Yankees won the wild card game against the Oakland A's in 2018. The Yankees won 100 games in 2018, and then they wound up getting clobbered by the Red Sox in the division series. So we're going to have, in all probability, another 100-win team in the wild card game. And that is probably going to be the LA Dodgers, because they lost today and the Giants wound up winning. So they have a two-game lead with about 10 to play. That's going to be tough to make up. It just is. It's just mathematics kick in at one point. And the Dodgers are probably going to win 100 games and have to play a one-game playoff with the Cardinals. Now, seeing that the Cardinals have all but wrapped up that second wild card spot, and if they do that, then there's really not going to be any sort of tension in the last bunch of weeks. I mean, you know, the Brewers have clinched, and it's looking more and more like the Braves are going to clinch. So it's like you're going to have the final week of the National League season going to be these teams playing up the string. The only real drama is going to be, is it going to be the Giants or the Dodgers who wind up winning the West? So let's say it's the Dodgers, and they hand the ball to Max Scherzer. Well, the Cardinals are going to be handing the ball to Adam Wainwright, and probably have John Lester as someone who can come in at one point. Have a bunch of guys who just do not care and will be unfazed. Over 162 games, the Dodgers are better than the Cardinals, but for one game, a team that's super hot and beating everyone in their sight could potentially win a game. And if that's the case, and you have a team where the Dodgers, if they had won on that game on September 8th and put them at even 500, put the Cardinals at even 500 approaching mid-September. If you had said to Dodger fans that that's the team that could potentially derail this wonderful season, I'm sure you would have thought I would be crazy. And also wondering, how did I learn how to time travel? But the fact of the matter, the Cardinals are playing at such a high level, and you're starting to see like the Arenados of the world really, really contribute big time. And if this happens, we're going to have to just, baseball can do something about it now. They can say, okay, you have the wild card game. After the wild card game, you recede. You recede. Just the wild card team doesn't get home field advantage. Fine. So then you would have what? You would have the Giants play the Braves, and you'd have the Brewers play the Dodgers, if that's the way. I mean, however it works out, you know, to have, you know, a 100-win team eliminated in the division series when there are no other 100-win teams in the league is insane. To have them eliminated in the wild card game is even crazier. It's funny. I thought something like, hey, if it's the Reds, it would have been like, hey, someone like Wade Miley would be fun. Imagine Wainwright. Is Wainwright better than Scherzer? Not over 162 games. We're just talking about one. Make the change. Nobody would object. Not one fan would object. Not one. It just makes no sense not to recede. Because the way the Cardinals are playing, it doesn't look like they're going to be stopped by anybody. The Dodgers couldn't stop them in that game in September. They know how to win. Could this be a playoff victory that changes the way we do the postseason? I surely hope it does. I have nothing against this Cardinal team. They're filled with terrific veterans who I get really excited about. But, man, they could really, really throw a wrench into the whole postseason. And did you see this coming? If you did, I hope you went to betonline.ag and bought yourself a condominium in Russian Hill in San Francisco. But either way, we're going to see how it unfolds. There's a couple of teams idle, including the Yankees, are idle tomorrow. So a win by the Blue Jays would bring them back to a tie with the Yankees. And a win, as I mentioned, by the Mariners would put them within 2 games of a postseason spot. So it's going to be fun. So go to the Free and Easy to Use Odyssey app, and you go to all the places you get your podcasts. Hope you don't mind that I took a day off, just had to get the old brain unscrambled. But we're back into it, and I can't wait to be following as we're in the last 10-some-odd games of the year. And then things get fun. This has been Locked On MLB for what's the date? The 23rd day of September 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. And betting on baseball doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts.